Hello everyone, today we are going to learn one more chapter in the for functional administration, that is chapter 13, and I am Manoj Sathe, and chapter name is hotel reservation. In earlier chapter, if you remember, we have learned a very important aspect of functional administration, that is the itinerary planning. So in fact, hotel reservation is a part of itinerary planning. So now you are familiar with the concepts in itinerary. So now we will learn more concepts related specific to the hotel reservations. So as a part of activities of the functional administration, it is necessary to manage hotel reservations. So going back to the history, in old days, for any person traveling from destination A to destination B, there was only two important motives. One was spirituality or religion, or second one was trade. So today also, trade or business is a very important motive for traveling from destination A to destination B. Now the global cities are becoming villages. We are coming very close to each other. So 100 years back, there were very less options were available to stay. There were only just inns and other conventional options. But now we have lot of options available for lot of cities while going across from the budget to a 7-star options with luxurious facilities. So accuracy is required, very much required in this activity. Why accuracy is required? As I already told, for corporate travelers, time is a money and is a part of the itinerary management. Hence, accuracy is utmost important. Then the selection of the hotels, either outstation or the local, should be done on the following factors. So which are the factors for selection of the hotel? So let's take an example. Our passenger is going on a business trip to Bangalore. He is from a software company. He has a business meeting for 2 days in Bangalore. So the first thing, you have to see where is the location of that meeting in Bangalore. So the hotel should be located in a prime location. If his business meeting location is in the city center of the Bangalore, then you should give that passenger the hotel situated near to 0 to 5 kilometers within that location only. In this case, you cannot provide that passenger hotel located near to Bangalore airport, because the present new Bangalore International Airport is very far from the main city center, around 70 kilometers north of the city center. So in this case, if the business meeting premises is in the city, give the passenger or the corporate the hotel located near to the city. Don't give the hotel located near to the airport, because that is 70 kilometers far from that city or business center. Then category of the hotel, its status, whether budget, economy or luxury, should be verified. So status is very much important for the corporates. So you will experience certain type of corporates, if they are used to have that facilities of their perks of benefits they are getting from the company. So there, if the passenger is traveling by business class and always staying in the 5-star hotel, then he will not ready to stay in the 4-star or 3-star hotel in any circumstances. So you should be very careful in handling these type of VIP corporates. So small corporates, you can offer them budget, economy or mid-budget hotel also. Then entitlement of the employee proceedings on the official assignment in relation to the tariff. Then proximity of the hotel to the place of the official business should be ensured. So let's say if you are going for any attending any business exhibition. So let's say if your foreign visitors are coming to Mumbai and to participate in your stall that is located at the Goregaon Exhibition Center near to the Western Express Highway. So in this case, you should not give that your foreigners who are visiting daily to that Goregaon Exhibition Center, for these type of passengers, if they want only 5-star hotel, then you should not give them any city-based hotel like Hilton Oberoi or Taj Mahal, etc. Then you should offer them 5-star hotel located in the suburbs near to Goregaon, like Leela, ITC, Hilton or Hyatt Regency, etc. Then proximity of the hotel to the airport railway station should be ensured. So it should not be too far from that airport or railway station, that you should ensure. Specifically in the case of the new airports, because most of the new airports are located outskirts, whether you can take example of Bangalore, Hyderabad, Tokyo or Osaka, all these new airports are based outskirts. So you should ensure that the distance of traveling from airport to the city center or that particular hotel location should not be too far. Then amenities such as AC, nowadays internet, that is Wi-Fi facility, work table, sitting arrangement for guests and visitors. Nowadays they require swimming pool, spa arrangement, the gym facilities, etc. also. So these type of amenities you should take care. Then complimentary breakfast, whether it is included in the tariff or no. This is very important point, because it saves a lot of cost for the functional administration department. So that is why, for a cost efficiency purpose, the functional administration department should always go for a complimentary breakfast offering hotel option only, so that the functional administration department can save in the cost of breakfast. Then the selection of the hotels, either outstation or the local, some continued points. A complimentary pickup or drop by the hotel within the tariff. Again, it is a complimentary thing. So not that all hotels will provide, but if any particular hotel is providing, for example, if you book for your client in a hotel Leela located in Andheri, Mumbai, so they have the option of providing a complimentary pickup to the international airport. So in this case, you will save the additional taxi or transfer charges. Why? Because it is already included in the tariff. So you should check this thing when you are booking it. Then next, whether there is a travel desk or ticket booking or foreign currency exchange counter located in that hotel. Why the travel desk is required? Because if any passenger is here for a business meeting or anything, he wants to exchange his currency, he wants to change his booking, or he has 2 days time. The person who is in Mumbai, he has 2 days time, so maybe he think of going to Goa for 2 days for leisure purpose when he get off from the work Saturday, Sunday. So that is why travel days is required. Or he finishes, the passenger finished the meeting in the afternoon itself. Now he want to have an overview of Mumbai. He want to go Mumbai for a shopping purpose or just a sightseeing purpose. So he will hire a cab for half day. But who will arrange? The travel desk situated in the hotel will arrange. So that is why travel desk is a very important feature for any hotel. Then entertainment, florist, medical services, now even saloon, spa, all these things are there in the 5-star hotels. Then 24/7 room service is very, very essential for opting for a hotel for the international visitors. Why 24/7? Because most of the international departure arrivals are late night. Let's say if a passenger is coming late night, is going check-in in the room at 2 o'clock in the night from the airport, and if he is very hungry and the hotel is not having the facility of 24/7 room service, what will happen? So at the 2 p.m. he should call someone to the restaurant for the room service, so that he will have food check-in, done the check-in at his room. So it is a very important feature. 24/7 room service is needed. Then safe deposit rockers. Why safe deposit lockers are required? Because the travelers go out for the meeting during daytime, and during daytime the hotel staff can enter the room for cleaning. So in that case, any cash, foreign cash, credit card, mobile, cameras, jewelries, etc., he can keep in the safe deposit locker situated in the room, and he will have their unique code so that the valuables will be secured. So that is why this is a very important feature. Then next is the board and conference rooms with overhead projectors. This is very important if any business traveler wants to undertake the meeting itself in the hotel where he is staying. Conference room facilities is required. Then green lawns or poolside restaurants, swimming pool, gyms and fitness parlor. So these things are called or used for recreation facilities after a hectic day-to-day schedule of the business traveler. He can relax in the evening at the poolside restaurant, swimming pool, or nowadays even the unofficial meetings also can happen. Nowadays it is very common, they happen at the poolside restaurant, networking can happen, etc. Then hygienic food stop, pleasant ambience and ample parking space. Parking space is an issue in the metros and big cities. So the hotel you are giving to the corporate traveler, you should have ample parking space. Let's say if you are booking a hotel for a seminar where minimum 100 of the participants are coming. So out of 100, maybe 50 plus will come in their own car. So where they will park. So ample car parking should be there at the hotel location. Then as the itinerary, hotel also you need to have a proper checklist. So a common checklist, what it includes? It should include how much is the room tax. So just for your information, in India the taxes for the hotel product is very high. You can say 20 to 30%. So if you just say okay, the price for the hotel per night is 4000 only, but if you add the taxes, it is going more than 5000, and maybe your company's policy is to provide a hotel only within 5000. So in that case, that will be not applicable. So taxes amount you should take care. Then is the front office desk staff 24 hours a day? That should be included in the checklist. Then what is the check-in time and check-out time? This is very crucial point, because as I told you while we have studied the itinerary management, the international check-in time is 14:00 hours, that means 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and check-out time is 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Why the 2 hours gap is between? To clean the room. But many hotels in India, they follow 12 hours check-in time and 10 o'clock check-out time. Very rarely the new concept they adopted, that 24 hours check-in and check-out policy. That means if you check in today at 7 o'clock in the morning, the rooms will be allotted to you up to the next day 7 o'clock. So that is called 24 hours. The room is in your custody for next 24 hours, but this is a new upcoming concept, not practiced everywhere. Most common concept is 14:00 hours check-in and 12 o'clock check-out. Then what is the fee for local cause? So most of the hotels, as per their policy, some hotels they make local calls free, some hotels they charge very heavy amount. So you should have note that these type of points. Then what is the hotel's cancellation policy? So some hotels they have very steep cancellation policy. So just for holding the room, they ask you 20% of the amount, etc. Some hotels they have non-refundable amount, that if you cancel, you will not get a single rupee back. What is the policy for late check-in? Let's see, as I told you, 14:00 hours is the check-in time, and your client or your corporate is arriving on that night at 9 p.m. that is 21:00 hours. So what is the late check-in policy, whether they allow it or no, or they are going to directly cancel this room? This point you should note. Then ask for the extended stay discount for long trips. Extended stay means if you book the hotel for 3 days and if the corporate want to continue for 4 day also, then to book the room for the 4 day, is there discount is been provided by the hotel. So these points you should note down in the checklist. Then ask if they offer discounts. So discounts can be many types, corporate discount or senior citizen discount. Just to give a very best example of corporate discount, the Taj Mahal Hotel located in Mumbai, it is owned by the Tata Group company called Indian Hotels. So any senior staff associated with Tata Group staying in the Taj Mahal Hotel, they get a corporate discount. Why? Because the parent company is same as it is owned by the Tata Group company. So these type of policies the hotel emphasizes. Then if there is a lower advertised rate, ask for that rate. Sometimes they display per night rate is 5000 per night per person per room, and they may give the room at a lower rate also, that 4000, 3000, depending on the demand and supply. So you should make this point. And then next is shop for internet discounts and web only rates. So certain hotels, they have the tie up with the traveling portals like yatra.com, MakeMyTrip, ClearTrip, etc. So when you call directly to that particular hotel, they may say you per night rate is 10,000, but when you surf on the internet, you may get better rate. Instead of 10,000, you may get that same room, same hotel, same date, 8,000, 7,000, etc. Why it is possible for them? Because they have bulk tie-up arrangement with that particular website. So you should know what are the special web-only rates available for that hotel, yes or no. So that is why you should include this point. This point is very important for cost effectiveness. Then travel agents can often get better deals. So if you negotiate the rate through travel agent, they will get a better deal. Why? Because they are doing a bulk booking for them. They are knowing that hotel owner since ages. So then he will be eligible to get a better rate. Are there business facilities, fax, internet, copier, Wi-Fi, etc.? Does the hotel have restaurant or cafe? Again, what type of restaurant? Whether it is a continental restaurant, whether it is an Indian restaurant, whether it is an Italian restaurant, whether it is a Mexican food is available, like that. Then, does the room have a private bath? So, again, if very senior personal corporates are traveling, they require certain type of features in their room, like private bath, etc. Otherwise, they don't like to stay in that hotel. Then, is there a phone arrangement in the room? Is there a playground or other children facilities? Again, this is applicable only when the corporate is traveling along with their family with the kids. Then, is there a pool or other recreational facilities? So, the hotels having swimming pool and other recreational facilities, they will be preferred more by the corporates. Then, check your confirmation for errors as soon as you receive it. Then double check your reservations before leaving. So always ensure, let's say your agent has booked for your client for 2 days and 2 nights for a particular hotel, then just don't rely on his email. If you get the confirmation through email from the agent, next day morning you should check the hotel whether it is reflecting in their data. Otherwise your passenger, that means your corporate, may have problem while doing actual check-in. Sometimes the credit card transaction is happening from your end, but it is not reflecting at the hotel's end. Maybe possibility. So you should check it. Then give someone your itinerary, arrival, departure, hotel. So you should mention the hotel contact number, exact address. You should mention the actual arrival and departure of the guest to the hotel representative. Then online travel reservations, specifically hotel online reservations, are a popular method for booking hotel rooms. Travelers can book rooms on a computer by using online security to protect their privacy, financial information, and by using several online agents. to compare prices and facilities at a different hotel. So nowadays there are different portals are available like Travigo and all that, where one just click you can get the comparison of the different hotels available. They can show you the different rates, different websites are available showing you on that particular day at the different discount scheme. So some hotels they are including the breakfast, some hotel the room will be superior, so you should check various detail available for that particular website. So you should use the online booking tool in this scenario, because many times nowadays you may get a cheaper rates than what your agent is giving if you book online through credit card or either whether any other means. Then online hotel reservations are also helpful for making last minute travel arrangement. Let's say you have an official travel agent, tied travel agent with your office, and right now at 9 o'clock in the night you need to book tomorrow's hotel arrangement for a very senior VIP coming to meet in your office. So what to do with the last minute travel arrangement? You have to rely on the online travel tool only, because 9 o'clock in the night or 12 o'clock in the night you will not get any services of travel agent. So that in case only online travel hotel reservation tool will be only helpful. So there are several websites that specializes in the search for deals on the rooms. So to make name few, Clear Trip, Make My Trip, Yatra, Travel Guru, these are very much popular hotel booking websites. Then foolproof method of making a hotel reservation. What is the foolproof method, or what is the modus operandi to book a hotel reservation for a corporate? First, you have to determine your budget. So let's say if you want to make a booking of three staff of yours going to Singapore for a business meeting. So first you have to determine your budget. If they are having a junior mid-level manager position, then you have to decide what is the allowance they are allowed to spend per day. If let's say it is $100, then mention per night they are eligible, they are traveling three, so 100 into three, $300 is the budget per night. Then identify your ideal location or area. If they have the business meeting in the city center of Singapore, then you can give them the hotel located in the city center area around, that is Orchard Road or Serangoon Road, etc. Then next is search for hotels online. Then next task is you have to search the hotel online with various website portals with that budget, with that duration. And the rates can vary seasonality based. Then call the hotel to get a better rate. So sometimes if you call directly to the hotel, they will give you better rate what is available online. So after checking this, you may go for a better economical option. So in this case, if you found that okay, online rate is cheaper than $20 per day, you can go for online room option. You can use the company's credit card, you will get a instant confirmation on this. So pay for the room with your credit card. Here you should use only official networking or internet options only. You should not use any other insecure methods to book where the proper antivirus facility is not there and all that. So your credit card data can be hacked or stolen. So you should use only authentic service provider or authentic internet service provider to make this booking. Then confirm that the room is booked. So you will get a voucher saying that your transaction is successful. You can have the take the printout one copy. You will get the invoice also. You can keep it for your accounts department and you can hand over taking the printout. You can take the two printouts, one is the office copy, one copy you can give to the passenger also. So read over your receipt carefully. Whatever the things, you just ensure whether the date is proper, whether the room is proper, whether the names of the passenger is as per passport, etc. You verify it, and then after finally you can hand over the things either by email. Nowadays email also passenger can take their own printout, that is also acceptable, or you can give the physical hard copy to the passenger, that is also accepted. So this is all about the hotel booking. That was the very much important aspect of itinerary planning. Thank you.